Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Joe, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Is this Mr. Daniel Sullivan?
Yep.
Mr. Sullivan, I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, your name was chosen at random. Mr. Sullivan, could you be so kind and share your opinion with us? The survey is very short. I'll be brief, okay? Would that be okay, sir?
Okay. Okay, sure, go for it.
Mr. Sullivan, first of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and its offices? Definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay. What is your age, sir? Because you sound very young. I got to make sure that you're 18 and over.
I'm 52. I'm not very young.
Okay. Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
9.
How, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read the list. Pick two, please. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Improving K through 12 public school education, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy.
Definitely, protecting abortion rights and, God, there were so many, gun control and regulation.
Okay. Moving forward. You just said gun control and regulation. Okay, here we go. Moving forward. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear the question.
Yeah. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
Very, very not often. I'm white.
Okay. So you would say not often or not at all?
Pretty much not at all.
Okay. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
Not at all.
Often? Not at all. Thank you. Now, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using scales from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
Okay. 60.
Tim Scott.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Tim Scott.
30.
Now, if you've never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The Leadership
yeah,
Conference.
I know Tim Scott.
the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I have not heard of.
Pernell West.
This is the rating again?
Yeah, the rating. Yes, exactly, the rating.
70.
70. What about Donald Trump?
5.
5. What about the Republican Party?
25.
25. What about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
2.
What about Black Lives Matter?
I mean, those aren't people. It's a movement. I'm not sure. Like, is it just what I think of the movement then?
Yeah, organizations or people.
80.
80. Thank you for moving forward. I can get you back to your evening. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Probably Biden.
Okay, thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me, would you agree or disagree with this statement? Now, the choices are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
America is on the path to another civil war.
Somewhat agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Strongly disagree.
Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Read it one more, please.
Yeah. I'd be glad to read it again. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
Moving forward, sir. Now, I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes some people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with? B. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Moving forward, now I'm at 80% finished. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive, sir. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. A fair and equitable court system.
10.
10. What about secure borders?
4.
Okay. What about traditional family values?
2.
2. What about a strong military?
4.
What about religious freedom?
8.
Free and fair elections.
9.
Quality K through 12 education.
6.
And affordable health care. Seven, okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Over the last few years, sir, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
10.
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
8.
Now, sir, over the course of the survey, people's opinions change, okay, Mr. Sullivan? So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election from 0 to 10. With 0, you're not at all motivated. 10, you're extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
9.
And switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree? Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal person?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And how often do you attend church or religious services, sir? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. And would you describe the area, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban?
Yeah.
And do you identify, I'm sorry, I have to, everything is verbatim, sir. So do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No? Okay, now, Mr. Sullivan, this concludes the survey. I've had a great time talking to you, and I do thank you for taking your time to share your opinion with us. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.